Welcome to this Bias podcast, and thank you for taking the time to download it. I'm Christian Harris, editor of Bias magazine. Before we start with the podcast, I'd just like to thank Ipswitch for sponsoring Bias podcasts. Ipswitch is the leader in messaging, network management, and data management software for small and medium businesses. Please visit ipswitch.com, that's ipswitch.com, to download full function trial versions of all the company's software. Ipswitch software just works for small and medium enterprises in over 50 countries worldwide.
For news at Cisco, I'm Peter Chaplin. Hello and welcome to this series of podcasts investigating trends, technology, and business on News at Cisco. Today, a chat that explores the concept of the world is round. Well, that was proven by Magellan in 1522, contrasted with the geopolitical thinking of someone like New York Times op editorialist Thomas Friedman, who has articulated that the world is becoming increasingly flat. A conundrum? Well, not for our guest, we hope. He's Rob Lloyd, Senior Vice President of Cisco's U.S. and Canada Field Operations, and previously, President of Cisco's European, Middle East, and Africa region. He's here to discuss the findings of Foresight 2020, a recent study conducted by the Economist Intelligence Unit and sponsored by Cisco Systems.
Mr. Lloyd, hello.
Peter, nice to see you.
Good to have you with us. Let's begin with companies competing in the changing global marketplace. Explain to us Cisco's view of the economic change and the importance of globalization.
Well, Peter, I don't think it's news to anyone that the global economy is playing an increasingly important role in all of our lives. If Friedman says the world is flat, he's really saying there's smart people everywhere. But the real key is, can you actually build a global enterprise that services an increasingly high expectation of our customers? They expect us to deliver the same experience anywhere in the world, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, anytime, any place. And our customers increasingly are looking for companies that can harness smart people, but allow them to transition the actual experience of doing business with a global company. And that's actually a very big challenge.
Cisco recently completed a rather landmark study, Foresight 2020, that looked prospectively into this future. Rob Lloyd, what did you find?
Well, we first of all found that executives around the world, not only North American-based, but based in Asia, Europe, and South and Latin America, see a changing workforce. And that, I think, is very important. A changing workforce that increasingly will place higher paid, higher value jobs in the class of knowledge worker, which makes a lot of sense when we look at some of the shift of process jobs to some of the lower cost economies. But it really signaled that it isn't just about cost. And that's actually the aha for me. This isn't just a cost thing. It's about taking advantage of smart people, moving from what we've done very well in the last decade, which is actually automating the processes between customers and businesses, hence the web, and how effectively we've become at gaining productivity improvements through automating processes. But the next battleground, the one that I think everyone's thinking about, is how do we take advantage of technology to shift the customer experience, and how do we turn the customer experience into the next competitive battleground? We think it's about moving towards interactions and away from this transaction world of the last decade.
Let's take that in slices.
Yeah.
Automation was fantastic, but it's not necessarily enough moving forward, and change is accelerating. Both true or false?
Automation is about gaining productivity, but everyone can take advantage of the same tools. So it's combining what's become fairly ubiquitous methods of gaining efficiency and productivity with the creativity of transforming the customer experience. That's actually very hard. And what we see in the study and what the study points towards and the conclusions that we're taking away is combining knowledge workers, a level of interactive or collaborative technology to harness those knowledge workers to transform the customer experience from one of being very effective in processing orders or delivering a product to actually building a new competitive paradigm. That's where we think the world will be heading. And companies that are preparing today to understand the role of technology, of knowledge management, of organizational structure to lead them in that direction I think will put themselves in excellent position to actually win the competitive battleground, to win in the competitive battleground in the next decade.
Is this a fundamental shift change in the way companies will work and the way companies will succeed if they're going to deliver a customer, a rich customer experience?
So, Peter, I think the study points to the fact that knowledge workers and collaboration are key enablers of the next competitive battleground. I think the big aha for me is the world is moving from transactions and strictly looking at cost and efficiency to interactions in order to harness the knowledge workers and smart people that will be located anywhere, and the new competitive battleground will be the customer experience.
How do they do it? How do companies become enabled? It's more than just hiring smart people. It's a combination of the tools and the technology. What are some of those examples?
Well, the classic example is if you take a look at what the study predicts, which for no one is really breakthrough, that the U.S., China, and India will contribute 50% of the world's growth in the next 15 years. Okay, we all understand that. But, right, why is the U.S. continuing to deliver that growth when India, for example, is doing so by just adding consumers and workers? They're adding workers, which is driving to that growth. The U.S., addition to the workforce, although healthy, stands out for one reason, and I think that's because U.S. companies, in comparison to European countries, have embraced IT as an enabler of the first wave of automation, which is the process automation, and I believe are understanding the next wave of automation, which is interaction automation. And if that continues, then the benchmark of using technology effectively, not just to drive productivity, but to drive revenue growth and to change the customer experience, is being set here in the United States. If you look at the data in the study, even from those individuals that are based in European markets, they're predicting lower growth and lower GDP growth in some of those economies. Then you pop up Eastern European countries that have embraced education, regardless of the political structure there, that are turning out classically trained mathematicians and scientists who become now key contributors to this web-based interactive world. That is a very interesting economic opportunity for those countries. And the ones that I visited, and I think my colleagues continue to visit, are embracing education, deregulated telecommunications and broadband as one of the enablers or the platform to take advantage of this new knowledge economy opportunity.
As someone who's recognized that the world is increasingly flat, or the other expression that comes to mind, that the sun never sets on a global company, and you're a manager, our audiences clearly are managers and leaders, I think the question that just pops to mind is, how is Cisco, as a thought leader, how are you as a manager enabling your workers to be in a position to do that?
So the first thing I think that I've come to appreciate in working in many places for a global company is so much of our innovation in an innovative industry like telecommunications and networking, so much of our innovation is close to our customers. And if we forget the fact that we're innovating every day out close to the edge of our company, we actually miss a huge source of competitive advantage. One of the things we're working on right now here at Cisco is how do we actually build collaborative, non-organizationally structured communities that use our technology that allow us to reach out there and collect the knowledge that we gain every day with the practical experiences we have with customers. Because, in fact, that's why our customers deal with us. We have broad experiences every day in innovative technologies. We're beginning to use video, collaborative technologies. We're beginning to see that global companies have become very good at holding meetings. How effective those meetings are is a whole other subject. Why are we traveling to get to destination points? Why not be able to create an environment in which we can have video, we can have conferencing, actually not just conferencing that's the kind we find dull, but a virtual experience? Why would that virtual experience then not transfer to our routes to market or our channels? And why not directly to our customers? Why not a Cisco room on site in a large strategic customer in which we can interact on products, we can interact on our services, we can handle after-sales service issues, We can build a personalized experience with any customer in the world, and technology is an enabler of doing that.
Rob Lloyd, thank you. Rob Lloyd is Senior Vice President for U.S. and Canada Field Operations, a job that puts him as the leader of more than 6,600 employees and responsible for U.S. and Canada sales, channels, channel development, marketing and systems engineering, and all that represents about one half of Cisco's total business. That wraps up part one of this conversation about globalization. We invite you to click on part two for discussion of tools and tactics requisite for success.
If you would like more information about Foresight 2020, you can find that at cisco.com/go/Foresight2020.
I'm Peter Chaplin for News at Cisco.
I'd also like to thank Ipswich again for sponsoring this BaaS podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please visit Ipswich.com, that's IPSWITCH.com, to download full function trial versions of all the company's software. And remember, for all the latest IT news, reviews, and technology issues, please go to BaaS's website at www.baasmagazine.co.uk. I'm Chris Harris. Thanks for listening.